You come out on that rah-rah bullshit, you gonna be dead locked up, or you gonna be got somewhere like what's just going on. All right, no more Antifa.
Antifa is actually anti-fascist.
Okay.
So when we talk about Antifa, what we're actually saying is people that are against fascism in all its form.
This is Benny on the block. Hi, Benny.
Welcome to Peachtree Tower in downtown Atlanta. Benny, is there a hurricane blowing through Atlanta? Why is this building all boarded up with plywood, you may ask? Well, it's because Antifa, the terrorist group that is whiter than Vampire Weekend at a Whole Foods, rampaged through the city, setting cop cars on fire, attacking police officers, and destroying buildings. Antifa is fighting with the Atlanta police because they don't want a new police station here in Atlanta. None of these Antifa members are from Atlanta, yet they are committing acts of domestic terrorism throughout the city. So, what do the people of Atlanta think about them? We're going to ask today on this episode of Benny on the Block. Let's go see what they have to say. My name is Benny. I have a show called Benny on the Block, where I go and I talk with people. And we saw that there was some news. Some people were smashing up buildings and stuff here. Are they welcome here? Are they welcome in Atlanta?
I love Atlanta. Blind, crippled, crazy. I love the city, man. That's just too much for me. Make the image bad.
So is this Antifa, is they welcome here in Atlanta or no?
No, they're not welcome.
So no Antifa in Atlanta?
None.
No.
I wish it didn't exist at all.
Yes. No space for Antifa in Atlanta?
No. Absolutely not.
Don't tear up our home.
Right.
This is our backyard. This is what we got to stay in. And I mean, it shouldn't happen.
That's right.
That should not happen. This is not the place for that. Because in the long run, we got to live here. Y'all don't. And then people will start to see that. And they will see y'all as the enemy.
Just because you don't like something does not mean you can shoot at somebody and expect to not get something happen back to you. You know, it's kind of like cause and effect. For example, if I was to slap him, he has every right to slap me back. No matter that I'm a girl, I put my hands on him first.
None of these people that are rioting are from Atlanta. None of them are even from Georgia. So they're like coming here to mess up life for people in Georgia.
I don't agree with that. That's absolutely wrong. If you're going to come here and do that, you might as well just stay in your state and do it.
Protest is okay. Protest is fine. But not when you're destroying things.
Yeah.
Because why would you come from somewhere else to destroy other people's property?
Because they're a violent domestic terrorist group.
Peaceful protest is the way. You know what I mean? Violence, people get hurt.
Yeah.
So you're always good to make peace.
Yeah.
You come out on that rah-rah bullshit, you're going to be dead locked up, or you're going to be got somewhere like what's just going on. All right. No more Antifa.
No more Antifa.
I don't feel like this is good for the community or for the kids to see.
Yeah.
Or for the kids to know anything about.
I'm against it because, I mean, you're messing up a beautiful city. It's different ways to go about doing things. This is not it.
The police, like, they're meant to protect, you know? So it's like they have to protect themselves at the end of the day and everybody human outside of clothes. So you're not just shooting at the police, you're shooting at somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's sister.
To me, that's not necessarily a protest. That's more of a riot, because protests can be done peacefully and actually make a change. Riots cause more destruction, more chaos, and more division amongst the people.
Yeah.
And the way I see it is, if you want change, you have to go about it the right way.
After speaking with the fine people walking the streets of Atlanta, I decided to head over to Georgia State University to speak to the student population there and find out what they thought about the white domestic terrorist group Antifa attacking the city of Atlanta. Question of the day. Over the weekend, there were anti-police riots here in Atlanta. I'm not sure if you heard about that. A group called Antifa not wanting to have a new police department here. Well, what's your take on that?
Antifa is actually anti-fascist.
Okay.
So when we talk about Antifa, what we're actually saying is people that are against fascism in all its forms.
Okay.
Now, when we talk about Antifa, it's very tricky because Antifa is not an organization. That's actually just sort of more of an ideology.
Antifa is an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia.
When you're not answering to peaceful tactics, I think you have to take up to another level. If they're not going to listen to you, do something that's going to make them listen.
Sometimes you got to do extreme things to get your point across.
Can we sing about it?
I believe in the sky.
Why
they believe in the sky.
Anti-government, anti-democratic, and certainly anti-black or marginalized peoples, those are the groups that are really creating problems in our world right now, and specifically in this country.
You said the anti-black movements, but every black person that we've talked to today has said Antifa needs to get out of the city, and that they hate the fact that they're attacking police and burning it down, and that it's making life worse for black people.
Okay, well, I can't speak to that, obviously. I mean, I can't...
Are you Maria?
You do what you gotta do to be heard and get the right legislation that's going to help those that are oppressed.
Have you ever heard of the group Antifa? Do you know anything about them? The group that smashed?
I'm being pulled away.
Okay.
I don't
wanna... Okay, see ya! Bye. So do the people of Atlanta like these terrorist tactics from the white domestic terrorist group, Antifa? Well, I guess it depends on how white and woke you are. The regular people in Atlanta don't like these tactics and say you can get the hell on to Antifa. Let's hope they leave for good. Knock on wood.
Hello, dear viewer, and welcome to our Rumble channel. If you're a communist, you can go ahead and click away right now. You're not going to like the rest of this video. But if you're a based patriot or just an open-minded leftist or somebody who cares about this country and doesn't want to see it destroyed by communists, well, you are in the right place. This channel we are so excited about because it is where free speech lives. Rumble is it. We love this community. We love growing this community. And we want you to subscribe. Subscribe to this channel. Click that little Rumble link and leave comments. We love growing this community because this is the community that can save America. Isn't that why we're all here? That's why I'm here, and it's why you're going to see live videos from me every single day. It's why you're going to see breaking news on this channel. You're going to see direct-to-camera videos, Rumble-exclusive content, and, of course, your boy Benny, some based memes. We want to deliver you the news, and that's what we're going to do every single day on this channel. We encourage you, please, to subscribe, and let's keep America free. Stay free out there, rumble.com.